Patterns of Presence, Day 3. Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. These verses record the genesis of time, the very starting blocks of creation. And right off the bat, God speaks, "Let there be light." His voice booms, and the world erupts with light. The first act of order for the Creator God was turning the lights on what he had made. This is natural for us as human beings. When we step into a darkened room, when we come into our home at the end of the day, when we wake up through the night, we turn the light on. It's instinct that when we encounter the dark, we look for the light. And God is creator of light. His first act of order was to fill the structure that he made with light. He separated the light from the darkness, and he looked upon the light and saw that it was good. And then he named that which he'd formed. He called the light day and the dark night. See, darkness isn't always bad. There is purpose in darkness, so much so that God named it. He always names that which serves his purposes. And darkness is actually essential for life and living. But there are aspects of life that aren't intended to exist in the dark. So God lit them up, and he brought them into the light. As human beings, we need darkness to survive. We need the moments of obscurity, the times of solitude, the periods of rest, and the times when we cease in our activity and shut off from light. These are the activities and functions that metaphorically or literally we can link to the dark. But we aren't designed to live in the darkness. We're created to live in the light. And this is seen in the human instinct to look for light whenever we encounter darkness. Again, this is both literal and metaphorical. We feel safer in the presence of light than we do in the dark. And when the world around us gets dark, we look for glimmers of hope. We look for the light at the end of the tunnel. We pray for the new day. We are, by default, seekers of light. And God is one who separates the light from the dark. And he destines purpose in both. As we seek to pursue his pattern for our lives, we must learn to both exist in the dark and to search out the light. We must ask God to teach us those patterns of rest and relaxation. We must learn to shut off from life, to Sabbath, and cease from activity. But we must also learn to pursue the light, to bring light into darkened places, to carry his light in this world of shadows. But in order to do that, we must ask him to turn the lights on in our own souls. There are aspects of life that are designed for the dark, but there are areas that aren't meant to live there. We must ask him to bring into the light that which isn't intended to exist in the dark, and request that he bathes it in his supernatural light, so that with all that we are, we carry his presence like a lamplight in our soul. Ask God today to teach you to exist in the purpose that he sets for the dark. But also ask him, "God, would you turn the lights on in my soul and light up the areas of my life that need your supernatural light?" God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. He saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness.
It's time for the sleeper to wake. It's time for the old winds to change. I hear the Spirit say it's time. It's
time for the dead man to rise. It's time for the gray light to shine. I hear the Spirit say it's time.
Let the light in.